announce the official grand opening of Mistwood. And I know it's been a project for quite a while, but does it now finally feel like it's done and you're just ready to do business here at Mistwood?
Well, it's never done. There's still a few little pieces left to go, but we're 99% of the way there. We've got some tweaks, and I'm hoping things will settle down a little bit. And yes, it will be time to enjoy it fully and just fine-tune it and make it even better. Small little things that are still, that I know still need to be done.
Jim, I've always looked at your project here as three phases: the golf course, the performance center, and then the clubhouse. I'm not sure if you view it that way, but is it, when you look at it now, do you think back to day one when you were just first starting with the golf course, realizing there was still a lot to do?
I don't think I ever had any idea what the magnitude of what the project would turn into. And I had a pretty good vision, a pretty big vision for what happened here. But we surpassed everything I expected. The golf course is better than I expected it to be. The performance center is better than I expected it to be. And the clubhouse basically just knocks your socks off. So we've got it. We get a three-run home run.
And right in the middle of yesterday's PGA Tour event, there we are on a national network, and what do we see is an ad for beautiful Mistwood. Did you ever think you'd be showing yourself off in a place like that and really have the product to back that up?
Never. Not in my wildest dreams and imagination did I see that, but it's wonderful to be there, wonderful to be having that happen.
Any part, I mean, it sounds like it turned out better than you expected on all fronts, but is there anything here that you're really particularly proud of?
Okay. This may sound strange to say, because as much as I love golf, I think probably the clubhouse is the most amazing thing of the three. The golf course is phenomenal. The performance center is phenomenal, but the clubhouse seems to be the final piece. Maybe it's more exciting because it's the most recent in my mind, but I don't think that's the case. It is just, the clubhouse is unbelievably nice. It's a slice of Scotland.
When the golfers come out here this year, who have maybe even seen the golf course before, but they haven't seen the clubhouse yet, what do you think they're going to say?
I think their socks are going to be knocked right off their feet. It's just unbelievable. I've witnessed people when they walk in just quietly watching, and I look at the look on their face and the expressions that they have and what they say, and I think it surpasses all their expectations as well as mine.
Jim, you have a lot of great events here over the course of the year at Mistwood, and you've had them for years, but one of the maybe most special events is the fact that you host the state women's championship, the Illinois Women's Open, and when you have your 100 or so competitors come in here, how do you think the gals are going to appreciate this facility now that have played through some championships here with workmen pounding away in their backswings and things like that, and now they're going to come back here and see Mistwood in its full shape and form?
I think they're going to be extremely happy, extremely satisfied, and pleased by what they see. And I don't think they, unless they've been here very recently, I don't think they will have understood the full magnitude of what's happened here. But they will certainly see it when they get here.
It sort of feels like now that everybody who's a part of the Illinois Women's Open is going to realize the event is being held at a first-class place, and that's what you've delivered for them. You're pretty sure that everybody's going to see that in Mistwood?
Yes, I think so. How could they not see it? It's staring you right in the face. It is phenomenal. And I don't think that's because I'm biased as the owner. I think every bit of feedback we've gotten, Nicole Jarre has been out here a few times. I'm not sure if I can mention names, but she's blown away by what she's seen.
What would you tell somebody who has never been to Mistwood? Not just about the clubhouse or the golf course, you know, or maybe all of the above. Somebody who's never been here and you're trying to get them here for the first time, what would you tell them?
I would just tell them it's an absolute must play, that if you love the game of golf or you enjoy or appreciate the game of golf, you absolutely must be here. But you also need to be here for the other reasons, in terms of just a little slice of Scotland, in terms of the clubhouse, the menu, the setting. It's a beautiful place. You don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Mistwood, but it sure makes it a lot sweeter if you do.
Jim, finally, just fill us in some of the details for the rest of the week, because your event today is just the first tee shot of a great week.
That's
here
right.
To bring Mistwood fully online.
It's the first day, the biggest day, the most complete day, but also on Tuesday we have local chambers of commerce are here for a program. On Wednesday we have what we call Concierge Day. We've invited a number of concierges from various areas, including as far away as Chicago. Thursday night we are having a cook-off with a well-known Chicago chef, whose name escapes me right now, Friday it is a Scotch tasting event, and Saturday is a family day slash craft beer day slash fireworks day. So that's a family day that will start in the mid-afternoon and run until after sunset for the fireworks. And we urge people to come to that for sure. And make reservations in advance if you would like to come to the Thursday or Friday event.
And now joining us as part of the Mistwood Golf Club, grand opening week, is Dan Phillips. And Dan, when this project started, I think you even had a different role back then. You were just a golf pro back then, but you've evolved into yourself into so much more. How does it feel to get to this point and basically see this three-phase project come together?
Well, I'm actually blessed to be here. I've been here for 18 years. This is our second owner. Mr. McGwethy, when he took over, has transformed this into something that not only we're proud of, but I think anybody that comes out here is just going to have a great time. It's beautiful. It's different than any golf course I've seen as far as the golf course itself with 20 sod wall bunkers. No one has that in Chicago. Nobody has it in Illinois. And then when you put together the our performance center with the custom club fitting and the lessons with, well, we're top 100 custom club fitters. We're top 50 public ranges in the country. The awards we've won for that, the awards we've won for the golf course, and now with the building of the new clubhouse, it's just astounding. It's a very unique building. It has a very Scottish feel to it. The whole project looks like a Scottish village. So when you come out here, you're pretty much taken away from it all. You feel as if you're really in another country. And one of the best things I've heard from people is that they just get excited to play out here. The minute they walk in and start walking down to getting their cart and just driving around, getting to the performance center, it's like they feel like they're almost going into a tournament. They just get that kind of excitement. And with the restaurant going well, the restaurant's been very busy, gorgeous seating, beautiful views, has a nice pub. If you want to, when you're done playing golf, if you want to come sit at the pub, it's great atmosphere. Just, I think there's 30-some craft beers along with, I don't know how many different scotches that we have. Great place to eat when you get done. We're going to have a beautiful patio outside with incredible views. And still, the performance center is a great. It has a restaurant and it has a bar in there. So there's many options when you come out here to play golf. And if you're looking for an outing, a get together, corporate function, our banquet facility, our banquet center is second to none.
You know, Dan, I asked this question to Jim. I said it was, in my view, a three-phase project. There was the golf course, the performance center, and then the clubhouse. I asked Jim, I said, did any part of this turn out even better than you thought? And he said, all three phases turned out better than I thought. How would you view it?
I would agree. Ray Hearn, when he started on the golf course, just did an amazing job. And between Ray's vision and Mr. McGwethy's vision, and I have to say, we took a lot of people's opinions here. A lot of our members, when they were, I mean, we are a public golf course, but we do have a fine membership here. But they had a lot of ideas. You know, how about a tee here? How about another bunker here? How about something there? And you put all that together, and it's spectacular. With the views and the playability, the course is second to no one. And the clubhouse, I mean, all the phases, I could never dream, when I first got in the golf business, if someone would have told me I'd be working at a place like Mistwood, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way that I could be at a place this wonderful.
Dan, a lot of special events at Mistwood every year, but maybe one of the biggest is the Illinois Women's Open. Your players for the last few years have endured construction hammers going off in their backswings, no putting greens, all sorts of things. What do you think the field and everybody involved with the IWO is going to feel like when they walk into Mistwood this year?
You're right. I mean, there was, with the construction and the old clubhouse really wasn't, it wasn't nice. Let's just be honest. It wasn't nice. And what we've built now, I mean, the ladies now, when they come out, and there's LPGA players, as we know, Symetra Tour, there's some top quality college, professional, just amazing players. Well, they're going to be treated now to a beautiful locker room, showers, It's going to be complete for their, you know, for a real tournament experience. It's going to feel like a tournament golf course with tournament amenities. Just as any private club that holds a tour event, it's going to be like that for them. And also the great scoreboard we put up. It's going to be right off of our courtyard, so they can come upstairs, sit in the patio, have a drink. All the fans who come out, and really, if you get a chance, this is a great tournament to watch. These ladies can play. But come out, have some food, drink. We're right by the scoreboard. It's going to have that tour quality experience that I think ladies of that caliber deserve.
Dan, you said you've been here 18 years. Yesterday, for those of us sitting home and watching the PGA Tour on a national network, and what are we seeing for commercials? Mistwood. Did you ever think that this place would evolve to a point where you're seeing ads for your golf course during the PGA Tour event being seen on a national network?
That's what makes it exciting, too, is being able to do things like that. And Roy, thanks for mentioning it, because that's really one of the things I do is I write and produce and direct all the commercials and put them on the air. And it's being able to do something like that, being able to showcase something this special. It's really dear to my heart, and when I see the commercial, or better yet, when I have when we have some of the our patrons and people that come out to play golf, and when they say, "Hey, I saw your commercial. That's why we came out to play. It looks so gorgeous," and they're like, "Wow, it's even better than I saw in a commercial." I'm going, "Great! That's what we wanted. That's what we were hoping for."
I'm sure you've mentioned some of this already, but someone who's never been to Mistwood before, what do you tell them to get them here?
The uniqueness of it, the tournament's quality of everything, the fairways are spectacular, the greens are always running true and actually incredibly fast. We've had the CDGA come out here, just didn't even know they're coming out, put out the stimp meter, boom, 10.5, just like that. Didn't prep for them, doing anything. That was what it was that day. So it's the quality of the golf course. It's an experience that the rolling of it, it's a Scottish feel, the bunkers, the greens, the playability is fantastic, and every hole is unique. When someone gets done playing Mistwood and they'll come up to me and they've never played Mistwood before, don't mention five holes by name and say, "Oh, I did this and this hole and this and this hole and it had this and this." And normally when you get done playing golf, people just don't have that kind of recognition of each golf hole. So that's what makes it unique also. And then, as we always hope for, just the service. We try our best to make sure that you are treated as if you're at a private club. That's our goal. We want to be friendly. We want you to have fun. And then we want to share everything with you as far as the quality of food, the drink, the craft beers. It's a day that... And the performance center also. It's golf cart and range. If you want to come early, hit balls. When you're done with your round, hit more balls. Go ahead. It's theirs for you for the day. Work on your short game. It's a real golf experience.
Finally, how do people find Mistwood? The phone numbers, the websites, the social media. Where is it?
Mistwood Golf. Mistwoodgolf.com. Come on. Go to it anytime. Phone number 815-254-3333. I'll say that one more time. 815-254-3333. Yeah, just look us up. We're out here for you, and we know that you will enjoy your experience.